This is the Music Mentor Podcast.
What is going on, my friends? This is Demian, your host of the Music Mentor Podcast, and welcome to episode number 215. So last week's episode was all about what I would recommend you to do. Either watch a Netflix show or listen to a song or an album or read a book and so on and so forth. But this week's episode will be all about basically myself and what I have been doing and why. And the reason why I want to share that with you is because you might have felt at one point or another some sort of pressure to be super active, and you might also have felt a need to not be active whatsoever. So I'm just going to show you or tell you what I've been doing, so maybe we find some common ground. But as always, before I get started, I want to give a massive shout out to the wonderful companies I endorse. And side note, I know a lot of people in these wonderful companies, people that I've never met that I know work there, are going through really, really tough times during this quarantine and this coronavirus epidemic, because they are not required to work, and they are basically, some of them could lose their jobs and their livelihood because of this incredibly bizarre situation. But again, I want to give a shout out to Zildjian Cymbals, Vader Drumsticks, Remo Drumheads, LP Percussion, Gibraltar Hardware, Simpat Accessories, U-Bass by Kala Brand, of course, Nirvana Hand Pans, and I'm using currently their Acolyte model hand pans, which is incredibly affordable. You can get a brand new hand pan for $1,200 here in LA. They're outstanding. They ship all over the world, so check them out. And of course, last but not least, my dear friends from Ultimate Ears, in-ear monitors, excuse me. And as always, if you want to get a new pair of in-ears, if you want to get a pair of molded earplugs or Bluetooth speakers, you can check out their website. And if you like what you see, you can email Joe Lester, a friend of mine that works for Ultimate Ears, at ultimateaudiojoe@gmail.com. And you give him the code DA20 and you'll get a 20% discount across the board. Or when we resume our normal lives, if there's such a thing, you can reach him directly in person if you live in LA at the Third Encore Complex. He has an office there. Ultimate Ears has an office there. So he can give you demos and show you a bunch of stuff. So check them out. And of course, drop him a line once you're ready to purchase. So one of the things that I have been guilty of is I've been trying to use this time to be as productive as I can, but without an overwhelming need or overwhelming goal, as far as a deadline or one thing that I want to accomplish or anything like that. So I sort of split the difference between being incredibly active and very structured and very committed and disciplined during my days, but also without an expectation of a specific product. So I'm not trying to necessarily have an album ready or an EP ready. I'm not necessarily trying to do, you know, X, Y, or Z. And that has been freeing in a sense, and also it's different than a lot of the things that I've done in the past. So it's been a cool learning experience. So the main thing that I've done is I've been composing a lot of music, writing and producing my own handpan driven music. So if you followed any of my original music, you'll know that yes, it's handpan driven. And what I tried to do with my first EP, which I'm going to release in a week, is I aimed to be a disruptor, and I've always been open about that, and I've tried to summon all my influences and what I've wanted to sound like and try to encompass that and write music that is going to be a disruptor within the handpan community. And what I mean by that is trying to do something different or offer something that is unlike what I have heard or what I have seen or listened to within that culture, within that subculture, and all those things, whether it be on YouTube, on Spotify, word of mouth, and all those things. And I noticed that it was always mostly world music type stuff, or very much driven by, let's call it yoga, peace, calm, chill, and sort of those very Zen type of influences. And that is not somebody that I necessarily am when it comes to music. I grew up listening to punk and metal and a lot of salsa, which I'll talk about in a second. So it was very much attitude driven instead of a state of mind type of a situation. So I always made it a point to do something different and to be more aggressive or have more artificial sounds, so to speak. But because of this situation with the virus and knowing that we might have to be quarantined, my wife and I went to my lockout and I grabbed as many instruments as I could, kind of randomly, to be completely honest with you. Basic, you know, I grab a couple of congas, one tambourine, one shaker or two shakers. I grab one pair of drumsticks. I grabbed one mic stand, and that was basically it. So when I came home a few days ago, I started writing music on this new hand pan that I got, and I bought it through, like I said, Acolyte. It's an Acolyte hand pan by Nirvana here in LA. And again, I encourage you, if you're looking to purchase a hand pan, these are unbelievable. And for the price, you're not going to find anything comparable. They're just outstanding. So I started writing a lot of new music, and I told myself that I wasn't going to necessarily pick a direction that I wanted to go towards. I just wanted to let the music speak and let me just do whatever I had at my disposal in what I could do. So I started writing music that was influenced by a lot of salsa and a lot of music that I had been revisiting. And I mean, I say that with a grain of salt because I listen to salsa every day of my life, but I've been just trying to be more in tune with some of those things harmonically and melodically. So I've been very much influenced by a lot of that Afro-Cuban type of stuff. And I've been writing a lot of this music with a pair of congas, a couple of shakers, one güiro, and a couple of other things. And of course, my basses that I've been playing a lot. So that's kind of the music where it's going to go, that direction. And, you know, by the looks of it, I already have three songs basically done. And who knows, by the next time I speak to you, I'll have a couple more. And maybe I will release another EP, but which wasn't a plan. But that's something that I have done. The other thing that I've been incredibly busy with and very committed to has been the bass guitar, the electric bass. And I've played it for a few years, but I've been really, really focused. And I've been trying to study as much as I can because, A, I love teaching bass and I always want to be better at teaching. And because I also have felt that the bass is the perfect instrument for me to apply all the music theory and all the music knowledge that I want to convey, whether it's from a compositional standpoint or from an educational standpoint. But the bass has been the instrument that has allowed me to tap into that the most efficiently, and I've understood the most. So that's another thing that I have done. So hand pan and composition, bass, and I should be reading much more. I should be a little more active in a couple of special projects that I have going on. But right now I've been so inspired by these two things that they have sort of symbiotically, I don't even know if that's a word, but there's this beautiful symbiosis in beautiful ecosystem that lives among these two things that have allowed me to be more creative and be more free at the same time without a lot of expectations. It's really interesting, you know, when sometimes we try really, really hard, and that might be one of the reasons why sometimes our music doesn't connect with people. But this time around, I'm hoping that maybe more people feel some sort of calm and some sort of peace and mellow vibes, as hippie as that sounds, that I'm trying to convey through a very organic process And I'm hoping that it can help distract people like yourself, maybe from wherever you're listening to all over the world, that you might need a timeout or you might need something different than, you know, feeling like you have to be productive and you have to be proactive and you have to do things. And the reality is that we don't. We could and you can, but it's also okay to do nothing. These are incredibly, incredibly bizarre times that there are no rules almost. There's no precedent for any of these things. So I'm not here to tell you what to do or what not to do. I just wanted to share with you what I would do if I were you with the previous episode, or some things that I would recommend to sort of help you get through. And this week's episode was definitely about what I have done to get me through. And otherwise, I would be glued to the TV 24/7 reading about the coronavirus and so on and so forth. And I need a timeout because I'm a human being and I also love to create. And now that I've developed tools in my arsenal to feel like I can communicate some of the thoughts and feelings that I have in my head musically, in my heart musically, now that's what I have been trying to do. Thank you so much for listening. This was the Music Mentor Podcast.